Hello.
Hi there, Mr. McFadden.
Yep.
Hey, Stuart, it's Michael calling you back from MMA Legal. Say, you okay?
Yeah, I'm all right, bud.
Fantastic. Stuart, are you okay to have a quick 5-minute chat with me about
Yeah, that's fine, bud, that's fine.
Fantastic. Just to let you know, Stuart, all our calls are recorded for training and monitoring purposes. I'm not going to go back over any old stuff that you've told
no,
me.
No, that's all right.
I don't need to drag you through the statements and stuff like that you've gave us. My job is to gather as much information as I can from you and then start writing to these various different authorities so I can build a picture for you for the Scottish Redress. What that do is obviously give you the best amount, the best chance to get the maximum amount of
money.
Yeah, of course. So what I am going to ask you some tough questions, Stuart. More about your adult life than your time in care and how your time in care has affected you as an adult. So whether that be, sort of depression, anxiety, any sort of alcohol or substance abuse. We'll just go through that if that's okay. And then
that's fine, mate.
Like your GGP, your hospitals or rehabilitation centres. So fantastic. Thank you for that. Do you suffer with any sort of depression or anxiety, Stuart?
No, because I mean I have half days and all that carry on, but I don't go running to my doctor to get a bunch of pills off him to take, kind of thing, you know what I mean? I just got on with it myself, kind of thing, you know?
Yeah, no, I get that, buddy. Have you ever been diagnosed with any sort of PTSD or anything?
No, I've never seen anybody for anything like that, pal.
Okay, get that. Have you had any issues with alcohol, Stuart,
I've had substance abuse. I was an addict right up until about 10 years ago. And that pretty much picked up when I kind of left the children's homes at the age of 16, kind of thing, you know what I mean? Obviously, when you're young, you don't realise that these things that you're doing and being bad and all that is probably the effect of trauma. It wasn't until later on in life that I started to put two together, kind of thing. Trauma in anybody's younger days can often lead to adulthood problems and things like that. I basically left the children's home when I was 15 years old, and five days later I was in an adult prison.
Oh, wow. What was you in jail for? If you don't mind, Mister?
Stealing cars.
Okay. So that's that unauthorised taking of a motor vehicle, isn't
it? Yeah, basically, but that was the same kind of thing for the next, 20-25 years. And it kind of culminated in a lot of prison time.
Yeah, of course. What was it? Adults. Prison. Okay. The substance abuse, buddy, what substance was it, if you don't mind me asking?
Well, it eventually kind of spiralled onto like using heroin, but it started off with like smoking cannabis, and at that time it was the rave music scene, so it was like ecstasy and things like that. But I wasn't a big pill taker, I wasn't big into taking ecstasy and pills and all that kind of stuff. But it eventually kind of just spiralled into heroin addiction.
Okay, and what medical people or medical centres did you see for your heroin addiction?
I'm currently with the Renfrewshire Drug Services.
Okay, what I'm going to do, if you give me a second.
Yep.
Are you still in the programme, are you?
Yeah.
Addiction program. Okay. I'm going to take the details off you in a sec. So I can write through them. Okay. If you can give me the details, please, Stuart.
The details of the Renfrewshire Drug Services?
Yes, please.
RDS, Baxnedden Street, Paisley.
RDS.
Yeah, it's just Renfrewshire Drug Service.
Renford. I'm going to write that in its entirety. So Renfordshire.
No, Renfrew. Renfrew.
Ren. You'll have to spell that for me, Stuart, if you don't mind.
R-E-N.
Yeah.
F-R-E-W.
Okay, drug services.
And Shire, yeah, Renfrew Shire.
Oh, yes.
Drug service.
For heaven. Yeah, it's mental, isn't it, how we don't put the pieces of the jigsaw together.
No, listen, not to your older, and especially we've been... See, being in prison, especially in the younger days, you would see maybe people in their 30s and things like that, and they would be in and out. And then eventually, that's what I ended up doing, in and out. But it's not until later on in life that you start to realise that childhood trauma has obviously got an adverse effect on later on in life kind of thing. But obviously,
yeah,
everybody just puts life into being life, you know what I mean? And, you just... try to go on with kind of thing, you know what I mean? And until you realise the important parts kind of thing.
Yeah, of course. You're trying to build a life on foundations of mistrust.
Exactly.
You know, mistreatment.
Yeah.
You know, fear, aggression.
Aye, well, the thing is, they just kind of normalised it, you know what I mean? Because everybody went through the same thing, you know what I mean? So everybody just thought that was just normal. It's no to like, but as I say, when you grow up, you realise, like, wait a minute, if anybody got a job nowadays in the care system and they behave the way they behave, they would be on the sex offenders register in May time.
Yeah, of course.
But it was normal then. Well, that's what we thought, it was normal.
Yeah, I know, it's horrendous. I'm so sorry that you have to go through that, but honestly,
it's just one of these things, mate. It's just part of life. It'd be great if the world was wonderful, but unfortunately, it's not.
No, there's some evil people out there. I'm very conscious. I can't swear because I'm on a call recording. So what I'm going to do, Stuart, with your permission, is I'm going to write to Renfrewshire Drug Services. And we're going to tell them why. I'm going to request all of your information from them. I'm going to request the information from the 4K settings or the local authorities that you've given us.
Yep.
What I'm then going to do is I'm going to get back in contact with you. I will be in contact with you in between.
Yeah.
I'll come back to you with all the info. Look, Stuart, here we are. We've got to share it with you as well. Do you want all of the info that I get? So share them.
Yeah, that's fine. No, that's great, mate. I know, that'd be absolutely brilliant.
Okay, it's your information, buddy, so...
Aye.
You know, it's yours to have. Information. So, yeah, we're going to go through all your statements once we've got all your information.
Yeah.
I know a lot of people... I know people in your life now may not have witnessed what happened to you.
Aye, but the adults know. The adults pretty much know.
No. Well, what I'm saying, Stuart, is if you've got anyone close to you that can give us a statement of how you are in your adult life throughout your heroin addiction and
well, probably
the family
my
member of
I probably my sister.
Okay, so kind sister. What we'll do is, as part of our fees and what we do is, I'll either come up or send someone up, or we'll do it over the phone.
Yep.
And I'll take a statement from your sister.
Yeah, that's not
all the witness impact statement.
Yeah.
Just so we can substantiate obviously your claim.
Yep, no, that's great, Paul.
Well, there'll be this witness. Okay. So what happens then is once we've got all the information, we have your statements, we'll submit that to Scottish Redress. We've already gave them notice that we are gonna claim.
Yeah, yeah.
We've told them we're going away to gather the information first before we submit.
Yep.
What will happen then is, Stuart, we'll hopefully get a panel date pretty quickly. The panel will then obviously judge on your case.
Yeah.
And they'll hopefully award you some compensation. Or they'll make
you
an offer.
Hopefully.
They'll make you an offer.
Yep.
What we're between you me and our lawyer, Matt Bell, three of us will go through that offer.
And just see if it's best. I know, that's great, Michael.
See if it's enough.
Yep.
If not, we'll reject it and we'll carry on from there.
Okay. No, that's great, mate.
That's me going forward, Stuart. Do you have any questions on that, buddy?
No, that's fine. Just let me know when you need me to ping with my sister to give you a statement or whatever. That's no problem, pal.
It'll be anywhere between 6 and 8 months, pal.
That's fine. That's all right. No, that's all right, pal.
I just need to go back over a few bits with you, Stuart. Obviously, because of the sentence of nature, and rightly so, I have to go back over some bits just so you fully understand where you are. What your obligations, what my obligations to you are. And what other options are out there for you. So it'll only take a couple of minutes. So just need to let you know, Stuart, that you could have actually, and you still can, apply through for compensation through the Scottish Redress Scheme yourself.
I know, but
I'll obviously entail you gathering.
I would rather leave it to somebody that ultimately knows what they're doing. I mean, even if it costs up to half of it. You know what I mean? In reality, if we get in, it's a bonus.
Yeah.
It's not
just that, Stuart, as well. It's trust in these will give you the the right amount or fair amount, should I say.
I understand.
Compensation and recognition. And these institutions have let you down so many times in the past.
Yeah. And do you know the funny thing is, I'd actually bumped into a couple of the boys that I was in the home mate, and I told them. Because, as I say, everybody was treated the same kind of thing. And I've said to a couple of different guys, I said, what you want to do is you want to contact these people. I said, because you've got nothing to lose. I said, what they done at that time, if they done that now, that's no legal. You wouldn't get away with that now. So there's a couple of other guys that as far as I know, they're making their own claims and things like that. So I'm pretty sure that when you do a wee bit of background into it, you'll find that... these places have either got a few people with claims running, or they've had claims in the past for the same thing.
Okay. What I can do is, I can also, if you bump into any more and not claiming, if you can give them my number.
Yeah, that's fine, Michael. No problem, Paul.
I can potentially even compensate you for that at some point.
No, I'm not worried about that, mate. I'm not worried about that. No, listen, I'm just happy putting anybody else on it, kind of thing.
Okay, perfect.
But that's what I'll do, Michael. I'll give them your phone number.
Yeah, please, buddy. Save my number.
No problem. That's exactly what I'll do, mate.
All right, excellent. Just to let you know, sir, that there are other law firms out there.
I know that, mate.
Okay, but they participate in what's called a government legal fee scheme, so they don't charge you any money. They take a fee from the Scottish Government, whether you win, lose or draw.
I'm no worried about that, Paul.
So they get paid by the Scottish Government, £3,000.
Yeah.
We don't do that. We've actually rejected that offer from the Scottish Government.
And just do it on a winning basis kind of thing.
Yeah, we own...
I'm happy with that, Michael.
Just to let you know, Stuart, our fees are capped at 20%.
I'm not worried about it, mate.
So you'll never pay us more than 20%?
No, that's all right, pal. I'm not worried about that.
And if we don't get you any money, Stuart, you will never, ever owe us any money, buddy.
No, that's fine, mate. That's all right. I know, I understand that.
Fantastic. Just to let you know as well, Stuart, you have a 14-day cooling off period.
Yep.
But you're also entitled to waive that so I can get your case started straight away.
No, I'm all right. I'm more than happy. Go ahead.
Perfect. Okay. I'll send you a letter in the next couple of weeks with all my contact details. This is my
number.
I'll save it.
Yeah.
Ring me anytime you want. If I can answer it, I'll answer it. If I can't, send me a message. I'll get back to you as soon as I can.
No problem, my friend.
Ring me. I wait for you now, Stuart. This is...
That's great, Michael. As I say, I bump into quite a few boys that I was in the children's home with. If any of them are going to do it, I'll pass your number on to them, Michael.
Okay, perfect. Thank you very much, sir.
No problem, mate.
I'll speak to you about that when it sounds right.
Yeah.
Thank you, sir. Do you have any questions for me, bud?
No, I'm fine, mate. No, that's great, pal.
Okay, thank you very much, sir.
Thanks very much, Michael. All right, pal. If I can think of any questions, I'll give you a wee phone or a text message or something. But thanks, pal.
If I'm on a call, just leave me a message and I'll read you straight back.
Yeah, no, that's smart. That's brilliant, mate.
Thanks, Stuart. Enjoy the rest of the day, buddy.
Thanks, pal. Thank you.
Bye now.